especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon is Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world today. Joel, are you there?
I am, Dr. Stan. Good to be with you.
Can you perhaps tell me, you know, I keep looking, how much money did Fiat put up to get Chrysler? I mean, it looks to me like they didn't put up much of anything other than promise to come out with a more efficient engine down the line. Did they put up any money, or did we just simply give it to them?
Not a penny.
Not a penny. So we're going to give them, because then billions of dollars, the United States government, Canadian government's going to give Fiat, which is an Italian company, and of course their vice chairman comes from the Trilateral Commission, which really controls the Obama administration. We're going to give them billions of dollars to an Italian company to operate an American company. So what's wrong with that picture?
Well, this was a bailout of Fiat.
I mean, that's basically what it is. Why are we giving billions of dollars? Why didn't we put it up for bid and see if some other company wanted to take on the responsibility? And
well,
we didn't give
Fiat
anybody
was the only one offered the bid, Dr. Stan. And Fiat was not forthcoming when Chrysler demanded to know its financial status. It simply refused to comply.
You know, when will the American people wake up to realize that you're seeing the greatest transfer of all history today as they're transferring the wealth of the American people to, of course, these organizations associated with the Brotherhood of Darkness?
Yeah, what you say is very true, Dr. Stan. Everything we find out about these bailouts indicate that these are simply transfers to people who are on the inside. You know, while the financial rescue package was sold to Congress and the public as a temporary measure, it now appears that Treasury Chief Timothy Geithner has no intention of ending the bailout program, even as he gets ready to accept the return of TARP funds from 10 of the largest banks who want out from under the restrictions of the program. Apparently, the money's never coming back to the taxpayer. There was an interesting exchange in late May between Senator DeMint of the Senate Banking Committee and Geithner. He said, now, over the next 6 months, if $50 billion comes back to you in the TARP program, will $50 billion go into the general fund? Geithner responds, that's the way TARP is designed. But I didn't design this. Of course, his collaborators in Congress did. But the way it's designed is every dollar that comes back goes into the general fund. But that still does create headroom under the $700 billion for us to make additional investments, meaning we still get to keep the $700 billion on a permanent basis, even if any payback goes into the general fund. So it's like a revolving fund. So Senator DeMint says, so your understanding is, what we did is the Treasury now has $700 billion that can use permanently, rotating in and out of the capital markets as you see fit. Geithner, well, I'm not sure, it's permanent, but you're right. We can do anything we want with it.
Well, Chris, you know, what really bothers me is, Chris, they've given so much money to AIG. And, of course, AIG then, I think $180 billion now. Is that part of the TARP funds, you know? I mean, it's so hard to tell where the money is coming from.
Interesting enough, it was part of the TARP funds, but they ended up not counting it because they said this wasn't given to banks. And essentially, they just had carte blanche. They've actually given many, many more billions than the TARP fund, and they just simply account for a small portion of that as going to... I mean, they still claim that they've got over $300 billion in TARP funds that they haven't used yet. And yet, the amount that they've created and given away to banks is in excess of $3 trillion.
And
it's just incredible.
And, of course, they're using the money to pay off AIG credit default swaps, which means that they're giving massive amounts of money to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and all of the establishment banks. I think they got, I forgot what it was, $160 billion. No, not that much, but an awful lot of money anyway that going to Orlando, $12.5 billion to Goldman Sachs, $12.5 to J.P. Morgan Chase, and money to European banks and to Deutsche banks. And so all of this money is being transferred from the American taxpayers to people of great wealth throughout the world. And what are we getting in return? Absolutely nothing. We've taken on the full responsibility for all the debts of AIG, which could amount to trillions of dollars. This is what's so incredible. And where is the outcry from the American people?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, there are two prongs to this scam, this Ponzi scam that was created in the past couple of decades. One was the securitization of mortgage debt. And we know that as the subprime mortgage crisis. But we have to ask the question, how did they pass this securitized debt of subprime mortgages so easily to hedge funds and other banks around the world so that the entire packages got spread around the world and poisoned the entire economy? How did this happen? Well, it happened in a two-step process. One is that in collusion with rating agencies, they falsified the rate on these things. Technically, they didn't actually falsify it. They had some basis. And that basis was key. It was the basis that these securitized packages were guaranteed by credit default swaps or derivatives. Now, what they failed to, of course, not realize, but they failed to, you know, complete the process of guarantees, is that the credit default swaps had virtually no backing to them. And so AIG, who had the majority of these credit default swaps, and they were sold by Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and all of these other investment banks that suddenly turned themselves into real banks so they could get hold of the TARP funds. But they, in essence, sold trillions of dollars of these securitized packages with the guarantee of credit default swaps that should they default, that they'd get their money back. And they had no backing whatsoever for those credit default swaps, these derivatives. And so that's how the whole package went down. Securitization of everything from credit card debt to home mortgage debt, and then guaranteeing those packages and then rating those packages AAA because of the guarantees. You know, I always used to wonder, how did they guarantee something that was a subprime mortgage that was high risk? It was because they sold them on the fact that you buy at the same time with the package a credit default swap, which means that you get real money back if these things default. And that was the part that was fraudulent. That was the part that was totally a Ponzi scheme, because there was no backing for any of those credit default swaps until the Treasury came in and bailed out AIG, and then all of a sudden we have selective credit or backing. In other words, if you had your credit default swaps held by AIG and you're on the insider list, you get yours, your insurance policy guaranteed. If you weren't, then you default. You lose everything. Are you still there, Dr. Stan?
Yes, of course. And, of course, the guarantee is that the American taxpayer is going to foot the bill for literally hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. It's going to wreck our whole economy. What we ought to do is just say we're going to get rid of AIG and let it go bankrupt and let the financial institutions bear the brunt of their folly rather than, of course, destroy the value of our currency, because there's no way you can come up with trillions of dollars to back all of these credit defaults, swaps and derivative contracts, these insurance policies with no funds behind them. There's no way we can back that without destroying the value of our currency.
That's right. Now, this is tied to the latest effort of 10 of the largest banks to get out from under the TARP requirements. Now, this is being sold to the public through the media as simply a way to avoid the restrictions on high executive compensation that is restricted under the TARP package. But that's really only part of the story. Banks can't give those kinds of compensation anymore unless they're earning again, the kinds of compensation that came from selling these packages to securitized loans and credit default swaps. So the real understanding of why they want out is not only do they intend to get out from under the regulatory atmosphere, but they intend to get back into the business of these same securitized loan packages and credit default swaps. Now, how are they doing it? There isn't really any market for them right now. They expect there to be a market once inflation picks up and this false recovery starts.
But hold that thought, Joe. We'll be back here in just a moment at Genesis and just go into more detail on what's really going on.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drink.
But it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutraMedical.com. Anti-Age Max uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-Age Max with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-Age Max. Dr. Bill's Anti-Age Max is available now by calling 888-212.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, I guess this afternoon. Joel Skelton from World Affairs Brief, and go right ahead.
Well, we're talking about why some of the 10 largest banks are so anxious to pay off their TARP bailout funds. It's not simply a matter of allowing them to go back to the good old days of compensating executives with millions of dollars. That can't be done unless they generate, huge income streams from derivatives as before, and these securitization of loans. Thus, the big banks are anxious to get back into the derivatives and securitization game that provided all those excess profits. And they want to do it in the shadows, which they can't do under TARP. They need to be outside of TARP to do that. You know, in reality, Stan, this is not a fear of the Treasury, which they control, nor the Fed, which they own, these big banks. But Congress itself is under a lot of pressure from the public to audit the Fed and bring monetary control back under the authority of Congress. There are now 213 co-sponsors signing on to H.R. 1207. This is the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2009 by Congressman Ron Paul, who has long opposed the power of the Federal Reserve and its ability to manipulate the nation's economy. Until this bill itself, Ron Paul has been relatively unsuccessful with insignificant support in terms of reining in the Fed. But now the bailouts are becoming more unpopular. The public is realizing that the money's only benefiting insider banks, and suddenly Ron Paul has almost half of the House, 218 would be half, signing onto his bill. Now, the bill calls for the Comptroller General of the United States to audit the private Federal Reserve and report to Congress before the end of 2010. That's a major flaw in the bill, that it's going to take so long, and secondly, that the audit will be done by the Comptroller General. Certainly, this will be a controlled and politicized investigation like all other federal investigations. But Ron Paul had really no choice if he wanted to gain majority support to do it through conventional means. His next step, of course, will be to challenge the results if they are fraudulent, which I fully expect they would be, or the Fed will simply, have a turf war with Congress and say, we're an independent agency. We don't have to tell you anything. They may well defy Congress. But anyway, Ron Paul will certainly get traction against the Fed either way, so I'm in favor of this, even though I don't believe it will get the ultimate results we want. It is definitely a step in the right direction that we must take, and if anything, it will convince more people that the Federal Reserve is absolutely beyond law and beyond the power of the public.
And, of course, what we're really seeing is a continuation of Andrew Jackson's battle with the bank back in 1832.
Yeah.
I mean, it's deja vu all over again. The battle never ended. We simply put things on hold for 80 years till the Federal Reserve System came in 1913. But Andrew Jackson had the courage to stand against them, and you gave the American people, almost 80 years of relative freedom from the control of the bankers. Well, the same battle is going on today, and people have to understand that these are wicked people. I have nothing against people making an honest living, but there is a coordinated effort behind these bankers who have no loyalty to America. They're really part of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness that wants to bring in the world government, and they're using the financial collapse that they created to bring about the world government and world chaos.
That's right. The speculative world has been watching as the U.S. Treasury diverted billions into the hands of AIG and other investment bankers like Citibank, J.P. Morgan, and Goldman Sachs, who were, guaranteeing these credit default swaps that we've talked about. These insurance policies guaranteed everything from General Motors, which obviously, needs to be, those guarantees need to be paid off. There's a lot of people, and a lot of those aren't being paid off. That's why in the deal, the bankruptcy deal, the Obama administration gave Citibank and J.P. Morgan all of their money back. They got 100% of their investment in GM bonds back, and the rest of the creditors, pension funds, on behalf of thousands of innocent employees around the states, got nothing.
Could you explain to our listeners how they did that? Because it wasn't until I read last week's World Affairs brief that I understood how these major banks could get their money back and everybody else, the hedge funds, the pension funds, got zilch, or I think 29 cents on the dollar. How was it that the big banks were able to get all of their money back?
Well, They did it in two ways. One was it got part of a package deal, which the government arranged with General Motors and said, this is a take it or leave it package. They took it to the courts. I mean, the bankruptcy judge. Now, this is a controlled judge. This is Arthur Gonzalez, the same one who did the horrendous bankruptcies of Enron and WorldCom that also stiffed a lot of investors. And didn't give them justice, allowed the perpetrators to get off the hook. And what they did is overturn the rule of bankruptcy law. Bankruptcy law has a very strict hierarchy of who gets paid what first. And the secured creditors were top of the list, like the pension funds that went to the Supreme Court. They first of all went to the, after Arthur Gonzalez simply said, this is a crisis beyond proportions, and we have to simply do what the government says. No one else has any rights, and overturned hundreds of years of bankruptcy precedent. The pension funds then went to the appeals court, and the appeals court turned them down. They went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court turned them down. That means there virtually was no sustaining of contract law, because, I mean, when people sell certain debt, when a company is getting close to bankruptcy, the only way that they can sell that debt is to say, you're a secured creditor. You're first in line if a bankruptcy goes in. Now what's happened? Those secured debtors have been thrown out on their ear and replaced by Citibank and J.P. Morgan by the whims of the Obama administration. It wasn't just a whim. These are insider banks. These are banks who there wasn't enough bailout funds to AIG to pay off the derivatives that would have gotten them back their $6 billion. And so the government gave it back to them through direct payments through the taxpayers, and the judges oversaw that. I mean, somebody was getting a phone call in the night telling those judges how to operate. This is evidence of collusion, Dr. Stan.
I have no question the American people must understand that we have two sets of rules, one for the elite and one for the common people. And basically, of course, we do have an invisible government that does not abide by the laws. We have ceased to be a nation of laws. Go right ahead.
Well, as I was telling you before, you know, I just got back from Argentina, and I've got a very real lesson of what happens when you destroy the rule of law. When they're going to hold an election down there in Argentina, because everything depends on who's in power, not on the law, virtually all contract negotiations stop within 30 to 60 days of an election, because everyone knows that there's no rule of law, and even though once a new party gets into power, they can establish some predictability, and they can start to sign new contracts based upon that predictability. When you get close to an election, everyone says, there's too much risk. We don't have any guarantees that these contracts will be honored, so everything's off.
And so why would people want to loan money or to anybody today when they realize that they no longer have bankruptcy protection, they no longer have a claim on their assets? We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen, right here at Genesis.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with 2 cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get a trial, a copy of World Affairs Brief, and hopefully go ahead and subscribe to it as I do.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. People can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com to get a sample trial issue. There is a modest subscription fee. I think it's only $28 for the rest of the year to subscribe, and they get a weekly analysis of the news, just as we're talking about, with much more detail. I usually have 8 to 10 pages of material that detailed analysis. As you know, you get the brief, and we try to put back into the news the things that are selectively edited out, which would radically change people's opinion about what's really going on in the world.
Well, I think that everybody should be taking it. I learn from it every week and always look forward to it. So that's worldaffairsbrief.com. We'll pick up the story there, Joel, because, of course, most people really don't understand how the shenanigans that are going on at the highest level of our country, where the wealth of the American people is being transferred to the hands of a small group of people I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness.
Well, it's a very apt analogy, Dr. Stan. I've always believed that there is a darker spiritual element to this. It's not just greed. It's not just greedy capitalism, as all the critics on the left tend to paint this as. There's a real systematic evil out there that transcends generation after generation, and that could only come about if there was a guiding hand in there that is promising these people immunity from God's judgment. Anyway, that's my opinion. But, you know, there are two of the largest insider banks that aren't able to get out from under TARP control. That's Bank of America and Citigroup. They both together received some $20 billion in bailout funds from the U.S. Treasury. And, of course, in their weakened financial condition, they cannot repay. Citibank, previously the world's largest bank, was so deep into the derivatives meltdown that it is still technically insolvent despite the bailout funds that it's received. Bank of America is still underwater after absorbing the bankrupt Countrywide Financial Mortgage Unit, although it repudiated much of its debt, some $68 billion in repudiated debt in the process, now stiffing the creditors and turning a potential pig into a deal into something sweet. Now, you see, that was a, you know, how the courts let Bank of America buy that up for a song and then repudiate the debt without it going through bankruptcy was another insider deal that only an insider bank could have gotten away with. But then on the heels of that, the powers that be decided that Bank of America should buy the now defunct insider stock brokerage firm of Merrill Lynch. The latest revelations this week indicate the Bank of America executives refused, knowing that the company was worthless and that the price was too high that they were supposed to pay. So obviously there was some arm twisting going on. Leaks from Bank of America claimed that the government forced their hand to accept the deal with Merrill Lynch. Here's what the Washington Post revealed. Bank of America had agreed to the deal in September, then tried to back out in December when they found out the true state of events at Merrill Lynch. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke wrote at the time of the company's reversal that this was a foolish move and said regulators will not condone their backing out. Well, how does he know? I mean, if there's fraud involved, if there was, I mean, of course they would condone backing out. This was an email that was provided by the Fed in response to a subpoena from the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform and was leaked to the Washington Post. Bernanke had also told other federal officials that he would warn Bank of America that, quote, senior management would be removed if the bank abandoned the deal and then needed more federal aid. Bank of America's Lewis said in a deposition that he yielded to the pressure. Well, what they aren't telling is more crucial to our understanding of how conspiracies work. What kind of leverage did the government have on Bank of America that allowed them to twist its arm on Merrill Lynch? I don't specifically know what that was, but I can say with certainty that it was more than just threatening the executives with removal, which they didn't have the power to do until they came under TARP. These are people who, in Bank of America and all other these bigger banks, had long played ball with the powers that be. Every insider bank in bed with government has been the beneficiary of numerous illegal insider deals and or efforts to get regulators to look the other way on accounting issues that make them vulnerable to this kind of blackmail. So I think that's what's going on behind the scenes.
Could very well be. Obviously, we're not getting the whole story. Although I think it was just today that Ken Lewis testified before the House Banking Committee, and he sort of backed down on this story he told before. Oh, well, they really didn't pressure me. Oh, well, you know, what? They did sort of say these things, but, you know, who really? Obviously, somebody got to Lewis and said, hey, listen, you quiet this thing down. Don't let them know that we threatened you, you know. You are to do what you're told or you're going to be in real trouble. And obviously, he's changed his story as of testimony yesterday or today.
Yeah, that's very typical of the insider dealings. And they pressure somebody and they try to get out from under it by saying the government twisted our arms, and then they twist the arm again and say, better retract that story, and that's what we're seeing going on. Well, Michael Pinto of Delta Global Advisors says the consequences of the debasement of our dollar is really already starting to show in the economy, and I think he's right. He says the consequences of adopting a weak dollar and inflationary monetary policy to bail out the economy have begun to manifest themselves, although the real effects of the government's $12.8 trillion recovery plan have only started to show up. And he's absolutely right. Most of that money is going into a speculative black hole and isn't getting out as inflation yet. When it does, we're going to see real inflation. But the markets are already starting to discount the dollar due to the numbers that the Fed is inflating. The price of oil has increased 53% this year. It's going back up again, Dr. Stan. And gasoline has only increased 26%. That move alone should start to tell everyone that people are getting rid of dollars and buying commodities, and that's what's driving the price index up. Copper's up 60%, cotton's up 18%, dollars down 10% should be even lower. But the reason is, and people have to understand that, that the dollar only goes down relative to other currencies. And if other currencies are also inflating, even though the dollar is inflating, you know, they're going to appear relatively the same, even though they're both losing value. So the cause of steep rises in basic commodities and prices and energy is not because there's increased U.S. demand, which there is not. There is in Asia, because Asia is still actually growing. Even in China, car sales are the highest that they've ever been in China. And that's a lot because they've got an independent stimulus system going on in China where they're flooding their own country with money, which they have plenty of. Michael Pinto says, finally, and this is kind of ominous, he says the banana Ben Bernanke steps up his manipulation of the inflation of the dollar and the yields on the bonds. The current fall of the dollar along with the rise in commodity prices is going to be inconsequential. You know, the bond market is much, much bigger, Dr. Stan, than the stock market. And the bonds can only be destroyed by this inflationary scenario that he says. He says our government risks morphing, which means changing, into what would have been a severe deflationary recession into a severe inflationary recession and depression on the longer term. Their decision to choose the inflationary route is based on the fact that inflation bails out those in debt. It actually is also based on the fact that they don't have any other tools in their tool bag left except inflation. Make no mistake about it, he says, for a country with $11.4 trillion in debt, and he's woefully misinformed, as you know, Dr. Stan, the actual real indebtedness, including all obligations and off-the-book accounting in the U.S., is over $50 trillion. And a 2000 deficit of 13% is going to have its way.
Well, we're in real trouble as a nation because we are certainly financially bankrupt. We are morally bankrupt, and there is no one other than Ron Paul on a national level who offers any leadership at all. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, certainly our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, we got about 6 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, let's take a look at a few major foreign policy issues, Dr. Stan. There's a major election coming up in Iran this Friday. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get to it in the World Affairs Brief since I come out on Friday morning as well, and the results may not be complete. But in any case, to set the stage, there's a new candidate, or, you know, actually been a former prime minister, Mir Hossein Mousavi. He's got the backing of popular secular prime minister Khatami, and he's running very strong against Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Iran, and frankly, it's a horse race right now. Ahmadinejad, of course, has the advantage of all of the support from the rural country, and, you know, it's very much akin to Republican politics in Iran in the sense that they get all the knee-jerk patriots who don't think much. They just see he's out there pounding the pulpit in defense of Iranian Muslim fundamentalism, and so, but all of the thinking, educated secular people are backing Mousavi, and frankly, this is something which deserves watching, because the United States and the globalists depend on having Ahmadinejad in there in order to be the bad guy that they can justify attacking Iran. So I think the powers that be really want Ahmadinejad to win this thing. If they don't, they've got a real problem on their hands, because Mousavi, even though he's not going to give up the nuclear program, would essentially, you know, enter into negotiations. He's not confrontational. He would get sanctions reduced, and it's a whole new ball game for the globalists. They would have to make a mountain out of a molehill in the sense that he wouldn't give up the nuclear program at all in order to paint him as a bad guy. They just won't have the kind of fiery rhetoric that Ahmadinejad engages in on a regular basis. So this will be a very important thing to see whether or not he can pull this off, and whether or not Ahmadinejad will go down to defeat, or whether or not he will. I predict somehow that it's still going to be Ahmadinejad win on that, just because I think they have the power to even manipulate the election results to keep him in power. But I have a gut feeling that this is a future conflict which won't go away, and that Ahmadinejad is a very real part of justifying that future conflict.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Yes. Now, going to North Korea, you know, things have really ratcheted up, not only because of the nuclear tests and the upcoming long-range ballistic missile tests that North Korea, the U.N. has passed sanctions, which are relatively meaningless, frankly. You know, there will be some restrictions on banking abilities, but China can launder money, you know, through their own banks, which are connected to the North Korean bank on Chinese territory. And, of course, this whole thing about, inspections on the high seas is full of loopholes. It urges for the first time that member nations of the United Nations conduct inspections of suspected North Korean ships on the high seas to seize and dispose of contraband, including nuclear material or missiles proliferation. The measures, however, include some important caveats, including, listen to this, the need for flag states to approve the boarding of their ships, meaning North Korea has to approve the boarding of their ship, which they certainly aren't going to give. The resolution then requires that the flag states direct the ship to a nearby port of inspection if it won't allow inspections on the high seas. But again, there's no authorization for enforcing this if North Korea simply says, no, we're not going to go into port. So while this has all the appearance of strong sanctions, there is no teeth to it. There's first thing that put me onto it, of course, that Russia and China were signing on to it, which means it had to be toothless. But the biggest story, of course, is that they've now captured two American Chinese descent journalists on the border. It's a frozen river, the Yalu River, so it's impossible to tell where the border is. So it's impossible for the women to dispute when they were captured by North Korean guards out there on the ice whether or not which side of the border they were on. But make no mistake about it, they were going to use all of the publicity that this is getting about being sentencing. I mean, they rushed them right to trial, sentenced them to 12 years in the concentration camps, obviously in order to make a big case about this so that there'd be all kinds of pressure on the United States to give concessions in order to gain their release. And believe me, there will be concessions. And that's the kind of gamesmanship that North Korea plays. Take hostages, make it as egregious as they can so that in the concessions process they'll get, at least secretly, a lot of these sanctions dropped. And probably the only one that means anything to them is the sanction on financial transfers going in and out of the country.
Well, of course, I always have a feeling, that they try to focus our attention on these issues, whether it be Iran or North Korea. And I many times think that we actually create these situations to keep idle minds here in the United States busy, so we really don't concentrate on what is happening here, which, of course, is the enemy, really, of America is not over in Iran or certainly in North Korea. The enemy is right here, intent upon betraying the sovereignty of our nation and bringing about the world government.
All too true, but as well we have to realize that this enemy within will use war in the form of Russia and China and North Korea against our own country someday. So
I'm sure you're absolutely right. Well, we're out of time, Joe. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning, and thanks so very much.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, I hope our listeners enjoyed our conversation with Joel Skousen, keeping us abreast of what's going on, but the biggest news really of what's going on here in America, the intentional effort to destroy the value of our currency. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And when, of course, the whole system collapses financially, they're going to say, oh, shucks, we had no idea. It wasn't our fault. It was those guys. It was Obama or Bernanke or it was the Bush administration. Or there'll always be an excuse. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is long-term planning. That's why you need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon. This is a syllabus goes with that. we recommend it to you. There's a 4-CD set by the same title, just a series of interviews with the key people that I think can help you better to understand what's going on today. And if you hope to survive financially, you have to understand what's going on and have to make your plans accordingly. We have a talk we gave about 3 to 4 years ago, the financial tsunami, came with the syllabus, got the information that you need to know. We have pamphlets on the history of money and the financial meltdown. They're just compilations of our newsletters, but information vitally important. We carry a book, The Coming Battle, written in 1899, which describes exactly what's going on today, the battle between the banks and the people. We have a book written in 1935 by Gertrude Coogan called The Money Creators, talking about the same battle. Then, of course, we have Ed Griffin's wonderful book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Professor Sutton's The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and it is a conspiracy, and lastly, Fiat Money Inflation in France. The information is out there, and you need to get it if you want to survive the difficult times that lie ahead. Well, Chris, we want to mention some of the other items we have. We've got this great DVD called Vaccines and Brain Development. We need to let people know how dangerous the vaccines are. Vaccines are not safe and effective. We have a book by Neil Miller. Vaccines, are they safe and effective? Well, you need to read the book, but we have a 4-CD set on Vaccine Update 2009. Great interviews that explain to you the danger of the vaccines, that they put things into it in the past, whether it be cancer viruses, the AIDS virus, whether it be the chorogonadotropin, they have put so many things into the vaccines that are harmful for people. Do you really trust them to do what's right for the American people? They know the danger of the aluminum and the mercury and the other things that are within the vaccines, and yet they're giving to our children. Amish children do not have autism as a whole, very, very rare, and those are only children who've actually been vaccinated, who came into the Amish community. You need, of course, to get our material, and you need to help us get it out to others. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if we don't have a revival, we're going to lose America. But pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace?